Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario, a throwback in time fundraiser for the Northumberland YMCA in early September raised funds for a youth program, but the movie weekend at the drive-in also opened the door for the YMCA to hold an auction of nostalgic drive-in equipment and memorabilia. I spoke with Catherine Harrison about the auction and other events at the Y.
The event Encore at the Midway was a two-night event where, thanks to Binnett and Cunnett Limited, we were able to reopen the drive-in for one final weekend of movie showing, and it was a fun-filled event. We had community groups coming together. We had the Rotary groups, Rotary Cobourg, Rotary Port Hope, and Sunrise coming together. We had the Lions Club as well of Cobourg, as well as the Y. So we were all coming together to raise money for this youth program called Back on Track.
And so Back on Track, from what I gather, is about if a youth has kind of gotten a bit of trouble, either at school or in the home, they can get into this program and get them back on track.
That's right.
So then just expand on what the program does itself.
Sure. So this is a program that actually started in Quebec, and it has now spread nationally and globally. It's a program that takes kids often who are put on suspension for various reasons, and they are given one-on-one support during that time. So instead of them just staying at home and doing whatever they could do by themselves, or they are brought to the Y. We have a trained counselor who spends time with them, and they can develop skills. They can work on what it was that got them into trouble, if you will. And they come out with not only new skills, new development, but also confidence in themselves. And the family comes with a set of resources that puts them in touch with resources that they might need to help continue to going. So it takes them when they have a setback, like a suspension or some other reason that they're not at school, gives them the support they need to get them back on track.
That's amazing. It's great to see that there are programs for youth to help them get through a rough patch in their life and maybe on to a better path. But let's segue out of that, because there was something cool that came up. You and I were just talking a minute ago about that. Through the drive-in, following the drive-in, you said there's going to be an auction.
That's right. So in the process of reopening the drive-in, we went back into the little drive-in house and discovered all these cool nostalgic things. There's old film reels, there's old projector lenses, there are these cool metal letters that were used for the signs, and there's the big heavy speakers that we used to have on our car windows.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we found these items and we've cleaned them all up, and we're going to be putting them online for an auction so you can get your hands on these nostalgic drive-in memorabilia.
So when you were going through that, did you have a step back in time? Did you say to yourself, wow, this is really interesting. This is kind of a cool moment, because there aren't drive-ins much anymore in North America.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We actually found a big box of VHS movies.
Oh, I do have a VHS player at my house. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, there's some of them have never been opened. We're not really sure why, whether they played the VHS from the projectors in the olden days, but some of them aren't even open. So those are also going to be on the auction. I think there's a Titanic one. I think there's a Cocoon. Remember that movie?
Yeah, interesting. Well, we're not going to tell anybody but the auction about myself, so I can get first bid. Yeah. But that's coming up, so that's going to be great for the Y. I know that it's coming into fall season. Obviously, it's fall now, but Thanksgiving's coming. And mm-hmm. We got the turkey trot.
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool initiative, kids. You also got the wobble.
The gobble wobble.
We have very interesting names for a lot of these concepts.
That's
the gobble
right.
Wobble is I know it's for under four, because you know, little tots, they wobble around. And so tell us more about the event itself.
Yeah, the event happens on Thanksgiving Monday. Starts not too early. You can come out, and there's all different lengths for different ages of kids. There is the gobble wobble, and they get to chase. Rod Simpson, bless his heart, dresses up in his turkey costume, and you get to chase. The kids get to chase a turkey and do that run.
Are we allowed to wear a turkey costume?
Oh, yes. So that's all about your turkey spirit, because there's a golden drumstick up for grabs.
Okay, tell us, what is the golden drumstick?
The golden drumstick goes to the people or family or person that shows the most turkey spirit. So, yeah, okay. Come wearing your turkey costume.
All right. Is it edible? Is it edible turkey?
It's an item to put on your mantle with pride.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So there's also a 5K, 1K run.
Yes.
So there's going to be quite the event taking place on the Monday. I guess the problem I can see with this event is that people have Thanksgiving on Sunday. They get the turkey hangover, and they're in no shape to come out and do a run. Is that a concern that there may not be a lot of trotting going on the Monday?
Well, you know, you can walk it. You can walk it. But there are a lot of people that have their Thanksgiving on the Monday. And for those folks, you can put your turkey in the oven, and then you can go do the turkey trot and burn those calories to make space for either your leftover turkey from your Sunday night or for your fresh turkey on the Monday.
I never understood the people that did it on Monday, because that's just torture. You cook all day and then you got to go right to work on Tuesday. That's not fun.
Right. So then you're a leftovers kind of guy. So
I am, but I'm a Sunday.
So Sunday's the turkey. Monday's the leftovers, because you still might have some pie left over.
I would. So registration, where do we go to? Do we just show up that day, or what?
Probably best to register online. You can go to ymcanrt.org, and you can find our turkey trot there that then connects you to the Northumberland Turkey Trot that Rod puts on. I think that we're close to 300 people have signed up so far, so we can take more, but it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of people, and they're going to be dressed in their turkey costume. Yeah.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.